Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
My name is Amanda. I work with women who are trying to quit smoking, and I have some tips for you in case you're pregnant or thinking about having a baby. First thing is, keep trying to quit. Or better yet, don't start smoking. It can cause premature birth, which can then increase the risk of your baby having developmental delays, problems with eyesight, breathing, and more. So don't give up. There are people like me who are here to support you, because I know what can happen if you don't quit. Your baby could be born 2 months early and weigh only 3 pounds. She could be in the NICU for almost a month, put in an incubator and fed through a feeding tube that goes through her nose down into her little stomach. I know that because I smoked while I was pregnant, and that's what happened to my little baby. I quit. You can too.
Quit your way. Call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW or visit tobaccofreeflorida.com. Developed by CDC.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we are celebrating summer. We talk about summertime traditions, our past summer flings, and I see how many hot dogs can fit into my mouth. To watch the visual version of the podcast a week before it's on iTunes and SoundCloud, download the full screen app and enjoy. And if you're an eligible AT&T wireless customer, you can stream Psychobabble again and again because they're giving it to you for a year at no extra cost. Just go to fullscreen.com/ATT for more details. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
Hello, my good sis.
Hello, my good sister.
Do you like your head bobbers?
What was that?
Your wiggly doos.
For the people at home, what is on my wiggly doo?
You're wearing sunshines, two of them.
So we have headbands on, but my headband does not really correspond with my glasses.
No?
It's like they either go under or over.
You should tuck it either in or tuck it out. Which way do you like better?
Well,
you know what my favorite thing about these headbands is? Doesn't what? Have the little pricks that sometimes get a boy's scalp or anyone with short hair who's wearing a headband.
I don't know if I can do this.
You don't have
what?
To wear it.
Now, thoughts on
summer?
Summer. I'm done with my headband.
Should I wear two?
Why not? Corey, happy summer. What are you doing this summer?
Is this the way of you're trying to get me to promote Camp 17?
No, you idiot.
You're like,
are you coming to summer
what
camp?
What are you doing the week of August?
What are you doing in
the
August?
Third week? Is it the third?
What are you doing? Are you coming to summer camp?
Do you want to know what my plans for August are already?
What?
I'm going to see Lady Gaga in concert.
I'm going with you.
I'm
going
to see...
Who am I going in with in L.A.? Does that depend on if I have a boyfriend then?
I don't even know if you ended up getting tickets.
What do you mean?
Someone was supposed to get tickets for you, and I don't know if they did their job.
I feel like that's your job.
I wasn't going to drag Lisa on live on air.
What?
I remember seeing an email from Lisa about if you wanted tickets or not.
Okay, well, anyway.
So I'm seeing Lady Gaga.
I sure hope that gets figured out.
In San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing Sam Hunt.
Oh, wow. Who's opening? Or is he
opening?
For Sam
Hunt. Maren Morris.
Oh, I would love that.
But I don't know if she's opening for the show I'm seeing, which is going to be very disappointing.
Mm.
So what do you have planned for this summer?
Well, this summer I plan to
do. You
want to
like go through all of your months? I have to get in all those concerts before Camp 17. Am I going?
Yeah, you idiot. Okay. Are you coming?
I hope so.
If you want to, you're more than welcome.
I made plans to see my friend Zach the week after in New York.
Well, that's not a question anybody asked.
Hold on while I sip tea from my shark.
Tell me about what's in your cup.
Water. Fresh ocean summer water.
Do you ever feel like water is so refreshing? Like more refreshing than usual?
Yeah, after a run or a workout.
Right, what is that?
My mom posted on my little brother's Facebook wall some article about people who drink Monster or Red Bull.
I do both.
Need to drink like 5 times the amount of water as other people because something about kidneys.
Sometimes I don't pee for 2 days. I just don't stay hydrated.
Like, I like don't even question that. I 100% believe that.
It's not entirely true.
That you're...
Sometimes you I really let a little out.
Where?
Anyway,
in your
really.
Diapy?
In my diapy? Did you see that Trump wears
a
diaper?
Wore a diapy?
Not recently. Should we do that live on the podcast?
Are you wearing one right now? There's a grass skirt lining the table. And
what I find
downstairs diaper.
What I find to be problematic about wearing diapers is it's an appropriation of baby culture. But I also find it to be unslimming. It's puffy. It's puffier than it needs to be.
That like that cinch it.
I try when I was one, not in my spare
would
time.
Would you wear a black diaper because it's more slimming?
My God, I 100% would.
Maybe your problem is you're doing like a traditional diaper and you should try cloth. More environmental.
Cloth, a diaper? Cloth diaper? Like you wash it after you shit in it?
Bleach.
That's not right. Bleach black.
One of my coworkers in Michigan did all cloth diapers for their baby.
I'm gonna baby shame that. You know, I
that's
feel like
better for the environment.
I find
you don't even need a diaper genie.
What's a diaper genie?
Your drag name.
Diaper genie?
Your Halloween costume.
Okay.
Did you want to make a hot dog?
Right now?
Well, no, a part of me is like, at what point do we need to put... So, there's hot dogs here for summer.
Summer!
Wait, I want you to sing In Summer from
In
Frozen.
In Summer!
Yeah.
Will you come eat this with me?
How do you feel want about us to go Lady and the Tramp style on that hot dog?
Yeah, come here.
Are you kidding?
I didn't mean to suck it in too much. How
you just took that whole thing down.
Are
you the lady or the tramp?
How many hot dogs can you put in your mouth at
There's
once?
There's only 4 here, and I actually want to eat
Something
one.
Tells me we'll be able to find more. Do you want to play that game?
What's that video where the girl, the gif of the meme or whatever, and the girl gets hit with all the hot dogs?
We can do that game later. Are there more hot dogs?
I'm sure there
Anybody?
Are.
Anybody? Okay, well, if there are, can we find a whole pack more? Because I want to play how many hot dogs can Corey fit in his mouth.
That's not a game I want to play.
That's the gist. Do you want to play that game?
Not if you're going to finger those dogs.
Well, I didn't mean to.
Maybe you should. Do I get them cooked or uncooked?
Uncooked.
An uncooked hot dog?
Yeah. That to me feels like a dirty 4-year-old girl. Is that she always like, you know, a raggedy haired 4-year-old girl you're babysitting once.
Oh, eating
is
a
like,
dirty
can I have
hot
a hot dog?
My,
I have a cold hot dog.
My aunt used to skin my cousin's hot dogs because she was afraid he was going to choke. Imagine,
I hate your aunt.
Imagine a skin.
Is your aunt on Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
Can I bully her?
Yeah.
Because of that? Yeah. Don't put that on there. I'm trying to stuff my mouth with it.
Listen, do you think they can hear that sizzle at home?
Take a listen.
Oh my God.
Oh, there's more hot dogs. Bring them on in. Thank you so much.
Oh my God.
Okay, so Corey, are there any more? I have a feeling I'll be able to fit all of these.
Maybe you should wear this hot dog as a hat.
Corey, how many hot dogs do you think can fit in my mouth?
Which way? Are you going to like go hog wild?
Do you think?
Are you going to go dog wild?
So you know how hot dogs are a little wet?
Yeah. Oh, that lube it up.
Yeah. what is that?
That's like meat juice.
Okay, cool. So am I doing this? Are you doing it?
You're doing it. We were playing Quiplash last weekend and the clue said, what's a name brand for hot dogs?
No, that wasn't a question.
Yeah,
that's
it was.
Too applicable.
And I said, pig intestine stuffed with rat. No one else thought it was funny.
Were you
enjoying my evening? I had an adult beverage, if that's what you mean.
Cool. Did you have any
beans?
Beans?
Yeah, you can't have a hot dog without baked beans.
Ain't that the truth?
Ain't that the
So how are we playing this game, Corey?
So, I mean, this is literally your game you invented.
I'm just trying to have fun.
Summer. I love to have fun in the summer.
There's one thing I love to do in summer. It's have fun.
Did you think I have to roll that dog over?
Oh, look at that.
It's got the good sizzle lines. Oh. I'm going to eat one.
Am I.
So I think the name of the game is, how many dogs are in that bowl?
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Do you think I can fit all of them in me at once?
Which way are you putting them? Long way or sideways?
Sometimes. I don't know.
Maybe you should put one in each of your seven erogenous zones.
I blindfold myself with a bun.
Okay.
And you stuff maybe them into my mouth one by one. I think this is my ideal first date.
This is like, I feel like you're tricking me into like your kink.
What do you mean?
I feel like suddenly here I am.
Intestines
you're stuffed with rat
is not my kink.
What is?
Here, give me this. I need some shades.
No, let me just put ketchup and mustard on your glasses.
That's not what I want to do with these.
Why?
Do you think this is a thing?
Oh, my God. Why don't you just take your glasses off? You're like blind as a bat. Oh, my God.
This is actually kind of a look.
No looking down. I know. Can't see, period. I know you're looking down.
I can't see anything. I guess I could do this. I made
So right now, Tyler has a hot dog bun on his glasses, in case you're wondering.
In case?
Encased hot dog, you're wondering. I'm going to you figure out what you're doing. I'm going to make a little hot dog.
I thought we were going to play a game where I see how many can fit in your mouth.
No.
So why don't you do that?
You know I don't eat lots of things at once. You know when mustard has a little bit of the juice,
I
water
come
out? I hate
that.
That's my least favorite thing about summer.
What's the deal?
Listen to that good spray of a mustard.
So do you not use ketchup?
Not when I DIY.
Mm. I'm a relish queen.
D-I-M. Do it myself. And I relish that. Well, that's... Oh, they have relish.
Okay. Your hot dog's so not done.
Yeah. It looks grilled to death.
I like being that guy on the grill and me saying, who wants cheese? You know? Like, that's like what I think about if somebody's like, what are you doing 5 years from now? I'm like, hopefully that.
Owning the grill.
Hopefully
I'm... Did you have like a... Do you love a summer holiday barbecue?
You know, last summer we always would have summer barbecues in the park.
Do you think this pickle relish is dill or... Oh, God. Oh, what? It's sweet.
Oh, yum. Are you really... It's 9 a.m. You're having a hot dog. Now take me through the bite.
Yeah? That dog is hot.
Oh. Oh.
That's my favorite thing about summer.
I hate you so much. Are we playing our game yet?
Yes. Here,
you have to come do it.
Oh, I'll...
Come do it.
Come do
it. I'm going to just lean back.
And what? How many... Well, let me put my hot dog down. We're going to have to share a mic.
Come on over.
When's the last time we shared a mic?
I don't know.
I'm too tall for this.
In the boudoir? Okay, I'm ready. Wait, so explain the game to the people at home.
So I think I'm just...
What happens if I win? And how do I win?
You have to win by eating all seven at once.
No. I'm not eating them. I'm just...
Just try it. This is...
Wait, maybe I can't fix them.
Well, you're going to try it. This is my least favorite thing I've ever done.
I hate it. Oh, wait a minute.
You want a fourth? Baby, want a fourth?
Okay.
Baby, want a fifth? Are you chewing?
Uh-oh.
I think you did it. Wow. What?
Uh-huh.
Try to put them in your mouth?
Uh-huh.
You could do it? Oh, my God. If you choke, do you have your will? Is it done?
Oh, my God. I need it.
Is this your new grinder header? Can fit seven dogs.
It's really wet.
Well, I bet it's wet. It's not gonna.
I'm tired.
Hey, well,
Lola,
you can't fit seven. Move your dead tube. I hate everything about this. It's not gonna fit. There's no more room. Oh, in the middle.
Go in.
This is. It's not in. It's not in. It's not. It's not. It's not. I can see. Just take them out before you die. Oh my god. There's a.
Now, before we talk about anything else today, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode. We can't do these episodes without a sponsor. Y'all know that. And this week, we are giving some love to Audible. We love Audible so much. They have been there for us since the start of Psychobabble. So thank you to Audible. You guys, Audible has just launched its first ever binge listening event. You are invited to binge on great listens and big savings with our biggest sale ever. Enjoy all the benefits of Gold Audible membership. It's got celebrity narrated audiobooks, new podcasts and audio shows, exclusive content, and so much more. You can join now and get a year of Audible for just $99, a $50 savings. So you're saving a bunch of money. Audible's annual membership retails for $150. So $50 off, that's a pretty good deal. You are welcome in advance. The sale ends June 28th. So learn more at audible.com/binge. Thanks to them sponsoring this podcast. Thank you so much, Audible. We love you. And you guys, go save $50. Just use audible.com/binge.
Oh, I'm so drenched in my own slobber. Well, we love to have fun.
Do you remember which end was in your mouth?
They're all clean.
Part of me is like, I wonder how many I could fit.
You want to go?
No, I don't.
Oh, so how many did I get?
Six.
I think that's a pretty valiant effort.
A big six hot dog.
I just feel wet at this point.
Here, let me get you a napkin.
Oh, thank God. Thank you.
This is a barbecue.
Well, this... That is what we do at my family barbecue.
Is
all the siblings gather around.
How many is Queen Jackie? What's her record?
Should we call her and ask how many hot dogs we think she can fit in her mouth?
No.
I don't want to know that. Well, that was, the word?
A summer tradition.
Fun.
Now, is that your number one summer tradition?
That's...
Do you think you damaged the back of your throat? Didn't you bruise liquid, the back of your throat once?
That's a hard question for me to answer publicly. I would rather not get them. Can I grill one of these now that it's been in my mouth?
Yeah. I mean, it's yours. Did you see there's bubbles?
Oh.
I don't think that's the way you want to put it on the grill.
What do you mean? I just saw
it. You want to do it this way.
I'll clean this after. No, I like the slits of the... What are you doing?
Am I ruining your dog?
Well, not the first time.
Touch it with your fingers. Oh my god. My dad's a butcher.
Oh god.
Don't pinch my fingers in the grill.
No, but I kind of wanted it diagonal.
Oh my god. I hate everything about you.
Okay. That's exactly how I wanted it.
Wow.
What was the question now?
Your favorite summer tradition.
The fun game of sticking as many hot dogs in your mouth as you can.
What?
Sorry.
Burping?
I know you don't like burps, but after that...
Oh, my God. I saw a really funny story of someone making fun of someone for making fart jokes, and I was like, if that ain't me, you're good sis.
Yeah?
That was the whole story.
Cool. What I love about that was that it was a fun story that had a beginning, a middle, an end.
Yeah, and it went roller coaster. Places.
It went places.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like a choose-your-own-adventure.
Yeah.
Now, when you do the choosing your own adventure, do you flip to see what the better option is? You read both?
No, I've only ever read one of those. It was during summer vacation. School was out.
Oh.
I was reading
what
for pleasure.
What was your favorite thing to write on somebody's yearbook?
I think that people wrote like, never change. Or like, stay cool. I was like,
hags. I was a hags queen. Have a good summer. But I don't have the time to
write
it all
out. What if you don't want them to have a good fall?
I'll see you in the fall.
What if it's a senior?
Did you have, like, you had to go, you had, like, an hour where everyone was in one room and everyone was signing everyone's yearbooks?
No. We didn't even get our yearbooks until the following fall.
What?
So no one ever even signed your yearbook. My senior yearbook has nothing, no signatures because it came after.
No, we only did that in middle school.
Hags.
Hags.
Did you guys have yearbook quotes?
What do you mean?
Like underneath your senior picture, like,
oh, no.
All the places you'll go or whatever.
No. No, and sometimes people tweet me. Somebody just recently tweeted me, I put a quote of yours under my picture in my yearbook. And I saw the quote and I was like, did I say that?
You know, a lot of times.
I said, good luck, I guess, or something. And that was the quote. I was like, wait.
I see. That's like whenever I see people tweeting about the pod. Are you going to warm your bun?
I kind of want to.
Oh my God, brave, sis. No, people like tweet the episodes of Psychobabble and then they'll like say that I said something and I'm like, did I say that?
Like when, yeah, like about eating ass but doing Bush did 9/11. I'm like, I didn't say that.
You did.
There's no GIF.
I watched the episode.
There's no GIF.
It was you.
I don't think so. I hate when you do the poll on Twitter and everyone's like, Corey's too classy to ever say something like that.
I favorited that. Somebody said Corey's way too classy to
every
say.
Every week it's when like, Corey's Bush. Too classy to talk about eating.
I just wish they'd spell classy with a K.
Okay.
Because look at my shark headband and my shark cup. Your beach ball cup.
What's your favorite
is
summer
serving
tradition?
Your beach ball is serving Katy Perry Super Bowl performance, California Girls Realness. Left shark.
Mm.
Wow.
Sometimes I feel like this is my body type, and sometimes I feel like that's my body type. Just a cylinder
two
with
eyes
some
and
stumps.
A little fin. Does that look like a sad face?
Yeah, kind of.
Tell me that doesn't look like
I hate you.
It looks like Skeeter from Doug.
Anyway, Corey, now that school's,
it does look like
now
Skeeter
that school's
from
out,
Doug.
What do you think the kids should do this summer?
Are you trying to get me to talk about summer camp?
No,
now?
I'm saying what did you do in the summer?
Babysit.
I didn't do shit, I don't think. I just sat. I just kind of just like rotted.
Do you think my wouldn't you go on? Like blading and like
I would like
you'd like scooter around?
I would use my Razor scooter around town.
My brother had a moped.
Well, I'm not rich.
He bought it with his own money.
I would Razor scooter. Will you get me a plate? I would Razor scooter.
You're gonna eat a hot dog on a plate.
I'm not
you just
garbage. I'm civilized.
Seven hot dogs in your mouth and now
I'm
you want a
civilized.
Plate. Now you want a plate.
I would scooter to hookups. Houses.
Wow.
I would take my Razor scooter. I would park it in their front lawn. And I would.
Old enough to be tasting seven hot dogs?
Sometimes. I would go to the. What? You think it's done?
It does.
No,
got those
I like it when
good
it like
zigzag lines.
No, I would Razor scooter on over. Sometimes I would go to the. Because I had limited internet usage hours. Oh. So I would go to the.
Me pretending to care. Oh.
I would go to the library. Oh. And I would use their slow internet there.
Oh.
Fuck you. I would rent out my favorite Redwall books.
Now, would you say...
Did you ever read Redwall books?
No, I was all about R.L. Stein.
I loved Redwall. It's about, like, critters, but in
would you read
times.
It in the summer?
Yeah.
Would you say that's your summer tradition?
I would say it's one of my summer things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a summer fling?
Yes.
I did.
Tell me about it.
It was that guy in Ann Arbor before we moved to July, remember? You know him.
R.S.?
Yes.
Got it.
R.S. Stein.
Yeah. He was shorter than me, so let's dissect that.
Yeah. I told you, I matched with some guy on Tinder, and then he was 5'5".
Now, before we get into anything else today, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is MeUndies. Now, we have loved MeUndies on the podcast for a while. I love them. They are so soft. They're the softest underwear I will say you'll ever wear. Plus, every pair of MeUndies is sustainably sourced and made from micromodal. It's a fabric that's 3 times softer than cotton, and you can feel it. Trust me. If you're used to buying boring undies, MeUndies will change everything. They come in all kinds of colors and patterns, and they release new limited edition patterns each month that always sell out. And right now you will save 20% off your first pair of MeUndies and receive free shipping only at MeUndies.com/psychobabble. Listen, there is a reason MeUndies has sold over 5 million pairs of underwear to date. You're gonna love them. And if you don't love your first pair of MeUndies, they will be free. What a steal. What a great deal. Again, 20% off your first pair plus free shipping if you go to MeUndies.com/psychobabble. Again, MeUndies.com/psychobabble.
And I still tell you something. Go on a date
I
with
went
him.
On the worst date last night.
Tell me.
There's nothing to say. He was complaining about another guy he's talking to. I was like, and then
on
I was
your
like,
date?
And then I wanted to be like,
Can Are we you confirm sure it was a date or was a,
I literally was like, let's play a game of confirmation that this is a date.
You're like, so what would you call what we're doing tonight? Our first fill in the blank.
It was not our first. Anyway, and then he's like, and I was like, okay, well, this has been fun. And then he was like,
I'm hearing a sizzle out of that.
He's
dog.
Like, I like talking to you because you just get like you help me with my problems. I was like,
are you his what? Therapist?
That's what it felt like for a half a second.
They can therapists charge a lot. You can get good money. Do you want me to just barehand your dog?
How are you gonna do that? When was the last time you barehanded my dog?
Which one? Raven?
Chloe's dead.
Chloe.
Can you believe Chloe's still alive? They dropped her in a fire.
They did.
Did
not.
You hear about
they
this?
They did not.
My mom dropped, well, I don't mean to drag my mom, but she literally accidentally dropped a dog in the fire.
I don't believe that.
So when you saw on Facebook when she said, oh, I dropped my phone in the fire.
She meant her dog also?
It was because she had to reach in for the dog and she dropped her phone when she was reaching in for the dog.
No, you know what I would call
That's
that.
The real tea. What?
A hot dog. Okay. Do you think that's your mom's favorite summer tradition?
No, my mom's favorite summer tradition is like spending money frivolously on an above ground pool.
Above ground?
Did you ever go to a public pool?
No, we had a pool.
Okay, we get it. You're rich.
We had an in-ground pool.
You didn't go to a public pool.
I mean, probably once. I think one time I went and my brother Jordy was so sunburned that he had to wear a t-shirt. In the pool. And he thought, I don't know.
Oh. I'm pretending
and it
to
was,
care.
It was his least favorite summer tradition. Well, I was since such it's a- summer and all, would you consider yourself more of a hot dog or a hamburg person?
Did you just have a lisp with that?
Hamburg?
Person. I'm a hot dog queen.
Really?
Hell yeah.
I think you proved it a little earlier.
No, what I would say.
You love that.
Pig no, I'm more of like a rat. I'm more of like a chicken
grilled
chicken
patty?
With barbecue.
No one wants that. Oh wait, with barbecue, yeah, that's a good idea. Have you ever had a barbecue sauce and mustard? It's a good combo if you ever want to dive a little deeper.
I hate you. That's my favorite summer tradition is so diving a little deeper.
Does your grandma call it a hamburger?
My grandma's dead.
Your other grandma.
All of them are dead. I have like six
Don't
grandmas
have,
and they're all
how
dead.
How many grandmas would you have? Four.
What do you mean?
So your favorite summer tradition is going to grandma's funeral? Oh. Wow. How's that?
I don't remember ever having a funeral in the summer. It'd be too sweaty. And you would, honestly, too much condensation on the corpse. Don't you think?
No, they got makeup for that. I want to be cremated.
A lot of powder.
Save this episode and send it to my
parents.
I
sweat too much in real life. I feel like I'll be a sweaty corpse. I need to really be cremated.
You want to try it right now?
Cremation's my favorite summer tradition.
Get in the fire. Maybe your mom should drop you and Chloe. You think Chloe would prefer to be cremated?
Well, she was very close. Chloe's. Can you cremate dogs? Oh, yeah, you can. I have cremated dogs all over my mom's house. They have
Where?
Them in urns.
In lockets?
No.
How many dead dogs are in your house? Not counting Chloe.
Honestly, who knows? But what was, it's like that game where we were talking about how nobody needs a gun in America, and then my dad was like, we got 30 guns in this house, and all of us were like, skrrr.
And then did you?
So who knows how many dead dogs there are? Is the leap I just took.
Is this a gun control ad?
All I'm saying
Are you worried
is,
about them accidentally shooting your dog?
Not a dead dog. What?
So what do you do when school's out?
I shoot my dead dog. I just feel like
I think PETA's going to not be okay with this episode.
You can shoot a dead dog. And that's how Shu
shoots it.
Shoots it.
That's how Shu she's it.
Anyway.
Did you want to blow the bubbles?
Is that your favorite summer tradition? I think my favorite summer tradition was my skip it.
You had a skip it.
Also my pogo stick.
Did you have
stick.
A pogo stick?
Yeah. You know I had my pogo
Did
stick.
Did you have a...
It was how I lost all the weight.
Bottoming for the pogo stick?
Oh.
Wait. Did you know skip it just resets at like 1,000? Oh my God. Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
I just slowly heard a machine turn on, and it was a bubble machine. What a glorious moment.
These bubbles, those, that bubble machine is everything.
Oh, no. I just poured all the bubbles in my crotch.
Good thing you're wearing a bathing suit, you idiot.
It's not even a bathing suit. It's just a summery themed short.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Does this remind you of when Gaga was a bubble? Do you think that's her favorite summer tradition?
I can't get it, Corey.
I'm
spilling everywhere. I can't get it.
The joke is that I actually took your dabber out of that.
It's in there, but it's really slippery.
I glued it to the bottom.
It's really...
Did you drink those bubbles?
I can't get it. Oh, I got it, got it, got it, got it, got it.
I feel like you're just like being...
What?
Yeah, those bubbles were a real hoot.
Anyway, well, if there's one thing I love about summer, it's all the bubbles.
It's all bubbles.
It's all bubbles from here. And that's that.
Do you love blowing bubbles?
Fuck you. Just shut the fuck up.
What if bubbles was like a...
Did you see that post on Tumblr
like
about
your boyfriend's nickname?
The worst thing about blowing a clown, or no, eating, or wait, no, wait. You know what?
I'm really on the edge of my seat for
the worst
rest
thing
of
about getting your ass eaten by a clown.
Makeup on your butthole.
No, when you like push your ass into their face, their nose. That's my favorite thing about summer. Is
That would actually be like some fun clown time. Do you think he's just clowning around down there?
Okay, well, I need to eat my hot dog. Are we going to go?
Yeah, that was it. That was the whole episode.
I love summer.
You didn't even tell us your favorite summer tradition. I guess I'll
Hanging
see
out
you
with
at,
my friend Corey.
I guess I'll see you at Camp 17.
Okay, later.
Bye.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.